computer's got it right at 1800 UTC, so it looks pretty good, Peter. And thanks for being there, and enjoy that sandwich. Enjoy, man.
Roger, and thanks for you, Scott, to follow up. I'll be there as well. All the very best. E3DOU, QRT.
Well, thanks very much, Peter. Thank you very much indeed. This is Victor Echo 3 Mike Fox. This is a very, very special day. Today is the 46th anniversary of OnCard, the Ontario Amateur Radio Service. And we have a number of things to announce today, especially what we'll do, probably a couple times through the hour, is we're taking special recognition of amateurs that have passed away in the last year and a bit. And I will dearly like to read those names and call signs right now. Those people that we wish to remember today are Victor Echo 3 Kilo Sierra Hotel, KSH Ed, Victor Alpha 3 Oscar Papa Alpha Fred, Victor Alpha 3 November Charlie Sierra Dave, VE 3 November Bravo Papa, and I always Delta Bravo Papa, and I always have a hard time phoneticizing his call, but always has. So, God bless George, I still do it, George. Victor Echo 3, Echo India, Eric. Victor Echo 3, X3, Mike and Bob. VA 3, UJ, Joe, or Uncle Joe, and all. And VE 3, Sierra Uniform Tango, Dave. A lot of these folks I never got to play, some I did. But as all of us do, we have great remembrances of these people and great admiration for all the work they did for OnCard. This is the 46th anniversary of OnCard. Aaron and Bob, I'm located in Cambridge. The band is probably a little weak, but I'll do my best to hear you. This is U3MF standing by for your anniversary check-in.
VE3, Mike, can you answer?
Victor Echo 3, Golf India, Oscar.
Victor Echo 3, Kilo Charlie Yankee.
Okay, I was just able, I'll probably need a relay from somebody. I heard Maureen in there, right at the beginning, so V3MIO, V3MF. Okay, thanks, Maureen. I got about 85% of that, and of course I hear your excited voice, which it always is, and thank you for the wishes, and that's about all I was able to pick out there, and if anybody heard anything that I didn't in what I said, a relay would be helpful. Do you agree on that? Were you able to hear anything more than what I heard there, Larry? V3GIO, V3MF.
I think, we're both about the same there. She just faded a bit on the last part of her transmission, but she appreciated everybody being here to keep on time going, and it's a good net to be part of. Anyway, while you got me, VE3GIO, it's Larry and Woodstock, and yeah, the hour's not doing too bad. I hope you can hear everybody that's checking in for you there, Bob. And, that's a good thing to read these silent keys off for the past year. Barry did a good thing having that set up for us to do today. Back to net and carry on, Bob. The E3 Mike Fox, the E3GIO.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. The band's up and down. I could hear all of what you said, but the last little bit there, you really got strong with me. So thanks a lot, Larry. And, the snow finished here a while ago. I got a bit of snow shoveling done, so we're clear with that. So hopefully you're all clear with your snow over there, V3MF.
Yeah, it's all cleared out about an hour ago, so it's all heading east now.
Yeah, me too. Well, thanks a lot, Larry. Thank you very much for your anniversary check-in, and we'll chat with you hopefully. I think I have to go out. We have a club meeting tonight, so I'm going to miss your half hour later in the day. My apologies, Larry. Over to Ken, V3KCY, V3MF.
V3MF, V3KCY. Good afternoon, Bob.
and all of the Hontard family, and a happy 46th anniversary to the whole organization. And a thank you to you for doing the 30 minutes here. I have no traffic, but just another bean for your pie.
Well, thanks, Ken. Yeah, well, thank you as well for all the people we chat with that contribute, and as people that check in and take parts of controllership of this. It's really quite a nice family that's gathered, and I think it's quite remarkable that something like this even exists. I don't think there's that much that goes on within Canada to come alongside what goes on here, Ken. Be true, man.
Oh, for sure. The friendships and the camaraderie that has been established here over the years, it just goes on and on and on. A great family. Anyway, I got to go out the door, and I'm back before 4:30, I believe, and hopefully we can carry on from there and then listen on to the rest of the day until it's over.
Yeah, I'll be able to check in with you later at 4:30
ish if it's not too busy. Hopefully it's busy. I have a club meeting tonight, so I have to go out early for that. So catch you later, and take it easy if you're going to be moving any snow there. V3MF. Yeah, it's heavy and wet, so you got to be careful. Anyway, have a great half hour, and we'll catch up with you later on.
V3MF, V3KQS. Yeah, thank you very much, Ken. Just to let everybody know, remind everybody, this is the 46th anniversary of the Ontario Amateur Radio Service, operating 365 days a year from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is a very special day, as they say, the 46th anniversary. There's a number of controllers today with half-hour slots through the day, and we're really happy to be able to get together to exercise this incredible opportunity. Birthday. This is Victor Mike Fox. Standing by, you're on the check in.
Victor Alpha 3 Papa Charlie.
Okay, sorry, you're late with me. Victor Alpha 3 Papa, and I didn't quite catch it again, please. At that time, I didn't get anything. If anybody could give me a relay, please. Victor Mike Fox. My apologies, unable to copy you at the moment, but please try again a little bit. The band is up and down, so I know at some point I'll probably be able to hear you in the next 20 minutes while I'm here. So give it another try. My apologies. You see my clock.
Victor Alpha 3 Charlie.
I'm located in Cambridge, Ontario. And this is the 46th anniversary of the Ontario Amateur Radio Service Network. Standing by for your on-car check-in.
Victor Alpha 3, Papa Charlie.
Well, I got Victor Alpha 3, Papa, and right after that, it just disappeared. Give it another try, please. Over.
Yeah, Bob, it's Paul, VA3, Papa Charlie. How do you copy? Over.
Now I copy you. It's almost as if your signal disappeared for some reason, but I get you now, Paul, and good to hear you. V3MF.
Yeah, roger, Bob. Well, you're right at the noise level, and I just wanted to check in during your half hour and wish you a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate your checking in, especially during my half hour. I really appreciate that a lot, Paul. Take care and enjoy this retirement. It's sounding pretty good, V3MF.
Yeah, not too bad so far. Anyway,
gotta
go out and fix the snowblower. So, 7-3, take care.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks so much. That's good old Paul Cacamo up in Calendar, Ontario, checking in there. This is Hector 3, Mike Fox, and with Bob in Cambridge, Ontario, standing by for your Ontario's anniversary check-in. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a stretch in the afternoon here. The band is not great. I think it was Victor Echo 3 Whiskey Whiskey. Is that V3 Whiskey Whiskey Alpha? Is that correct, over?
Yeah,
Yes, sir, the band is up and down, so at the moment I can't talk to you. Maybe give it a second or two and try again. B3, Mike Fox. Okay, I got the whiskey again, but the band is not picking up enough at the moment. again, maybe try, wait a couple of minutes, and when you hear my voice pick up, hopefully you can jump in at that time. B3, Emma.
Victor Echo 3 Whiskey Alpha.
Okay, I got it that time. Victor Echo 3 Whiskey Alpha. Good morning, how are you? Good afternoon, I should say. What's the habit?
73. 73, Bob, no traffic.
But I'm not able to make out much of what you're saying there. My apologies, so. Thanks so much for your anniversary check-in. Much appreciated. Be sure
of the 3OMA.
Oh, good afternoon. It's kind of hard for me to come up with the afternoon. I'm so used to doing the morning, John.
Yeah, copy that. And that was John Whiskey Alpha there that checked in with you just ahead of you. I just got in the shack here a little late to relay for you. I was out shoveling snow, and hey, I got caught in an avalanche off the steel roof, and that was something else, over.
Well, I noticed you have to be careful with that. I don't have a steel roof here. My neighbor next door does. And I guess it was two winters ago, I could hear this thundering against the side of my house. He doesn't have any brakes, any snow brakes on his roof. So all the snow on his roof came off his roof and smashed into the side of my house, John. And I could just picture you under that sort of situation. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We've got steep 45-degree roofs, and they all had about 4 inches of heavy, wet snow. But we have also a 4-foot-wide, like a shallower section there, just a walk-around around the front of the house. And it had already fallen, most of it, off the main roof, and it was, you know, packed onto the lower little 4-foot section there. And I was shoveling it with just a shovel, trying to clean the previous avalanche off. And I... fumbling too, and I stepped back, and it just caught me in the head just a little bit, boy, but I would have hated to be under the whole thing, over.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty dangerous, and most people don't realize that, that can actually happen. I tried to explain that to my neighbor across the street, what had happened with my neighbor next door, and he looked at me like I had, I'd lost my mind or something. He couldn't believe that something like that would actually happen.
Oh, believe me, it's like right now, it's heavy wet. That's why it was clearing, because it was reaching at the, the melting point here. And it hits like a ton of bricks. As I said, I just got caught just a little bit in the head with a little bit of it. And if it had caught me squarely, it could have knocked me out, over.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to be careful. And as you are aware, I guess when you're out there, you're listening carefully for any strange sounds, ready to get out of the way. I guess you have to be careful, John.
Oh, yeah, it only took me a second to realize what the sound was, and I instantly stepped back as much as I could, and it missed me mostly, but yeah, it's something else. It's getting really heavy and wet out there. It's the second time I've shoveled this morning, and it's getting hard to move around now.
Oh, for sure. Well, it's getting mild here as well. It's above zero Celsius here right now, so I guess I'm going to get my shorts and T-shirt out.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just went out to check the main solar arrays, and they've almost all cleared to come in. It's about freezing, or just at the freezing point, maybe a degree above, so it's all starting to melt. They're calling for +7 by Thursday here. That'll be different.
Oh, yeah, they're talking about rain. So all this snow and then rain on top of it, there'll be a lot of leaky roofs, I think.
Oh, yeah, we got a small section of ours around some of the skylights over the kitchen. I haven't bothered to get a can of tar to pack it up, so I just put a pot under it on the kitchen floor. But, yeah, you're right. When it gets all that snow, it starts to melt. It goes somewhere. Anyways, Bob, great to hear you. Have a good night. And if I'm in the shack here and you need a relay, I'll be glad to help. Over.
Well, very good, John. You always are very helpful to me. I appreciate that. So, thanks very much. And just from the whatever, I think you have a rear view mirror for your bicycle. Maybe you should wear that when you're snow shoveling to make sure nothing's sneaking up behind you there. Be careful.
That's not as funny as it sounds, Bob. I wear my bike helmet and it'll save my head and I can see it coming 7-3.
Yes, very good. And Bob, E3SJ, happy anniversary to you. V3SJ, V3MF.
Okay, I didn't know John was transmitting still. I just wanted to pass along my best 7-3, Bob here in Oshawa. V3 Sierra Juliet, or Strawberry Jam, as one of my friends calls me. And good afternoon through the remote of V3ISX. Over.
Yeah, I wondered. Yeah, you sound real good, Bob. Very good indeed. So, very good on the Strawberry Jam as well. So, good to hear you. Very good to hear you. And you, what do you got? Another couple of weeks before you leave?
That's almost exactly right. I think it's the 4th or 5th of March. And by then, I'm going to be bloody well ready to leave. Over.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're probably ready right now.
Yeah, I just finished snow blowing about 8 inches of snow out of my driveway, along with the help of my diligent son, who came down and finished off the whole system. Anyway, I'm sure you're looking for lots of contacts. I'll give you a contact later for my other call and VE3LLE, which is still fully functional. Over and over.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Bob. VCSJ, and we'll be waiting for you in a little bit there. Thanks a lot for your check-in. This is Victor Echo 3 Mike Fox. This is the 46th.
I think there's someone in there. VC Mike Hotel, Bob. Standing by the
transfer list. 65 days a year, and I did it at the beginning of the night. I'm going to do it again now. Part of our anniversary celebration.
Got you, Jermaine. Hang on.
Violent Keys that passed away in the last year or last year and a bit that were very much part of Antares. VE3 Kilo Sierra Hotel, Ed. Victor Alpha 3, Oscar Papa Alpha, Fred. Victor Alpha 3, November Charlie Sierra, Dave. Victor Echo 3, Delta Bravo Papa, Gord. Victor Echo 3, Echo India, Eric. VE3 X-ray Mike, Bob, VA3 UJ or Uncle Joe, and VE3 Sierra Uniform Tango, and that's Dave. Doing our part of our celebration here is to remember these great guys that were part of our controller and membership of Antares here. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, Bob in Cambridge, standing by for your anniversary check-in. With or without traffic?
VA3OZ.
VA3OZ.
I've
chatted with you before.
I know. All right. Well, make it V3ONG then. And you've also got Jermaine in there, V3MHP, wishing to check in. I'm not sure if she's hearing you or not, Bob. Could I see if she's hearing you?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Jermaine, V3MHP, VA3OZ, relay for you if you're not hearing our net controller, Bob, V3MF.
Oh, okay, I know, I can't hear the controller, I guess. Okay, just check me in then, and very good, thank you very much.
And I signal here today, Jermaine at Paint Lake, no problem at all. Just, she just wanted to check in with you, Bob. And anyways, that was Jermaine from Smith Falls, V3MHP, as you probably know. Nothing else happening here from Paint Lake. I won't keep it too long. I just finished snow blowing the driveway out before, not that I needed it, but, you know, just to get rid of the snow before it gets really wet and heavy. Other than that, all is well here. How's everything in Cambridge?
Well, it's about freezing here. I went out and shoveled most of my snow. I didn't want to overdo it, so I came in and got rested up for this half hour here. And thanks for helping out with your name. Yeah, I started using a logging program this year, so I know that she hasn't checked in with me so far this year. So thanks so much for helping with that, Danny. Be sure about it.
Oh, okay. No problem at all. Well, you know, it's getting early afternoon. The band might be changing a bit, but you're bonus five here, Bob. Stronger, you were stronger this morning, of course, but that's just band conditions. Anyway, nothing else from Paint Lake. Talk to you later. All the best. V3MF, VA30Z / VE30NG.
Okay, thanks, Denny. And I guys, forgot to comment. Thank you, Germaine, for checking in. I could just barely hear your signal. I couldn't have made you out. Appreciate Denny helping me. So thanks a lot, Germaine, and all the best, V3MF.
Germaine, if you're still listening, Bob says thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for coming on.
He said okie dokie.
Yeah, thanks, Denny. Thanks very much. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, Bob in Cambridge, standing by for your anniversary check-in for Antares.
VA 3, PDT.
Victor Echo 3, Lima Echo.
Okay, I got a couple of stations here. PDG and V3 Lima Echo. Good afternoon, Peter. VA3 PDG, V3MF.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bob. Just a quick bean for the pause there. I hope you're having a good half hour. Over.
Yep, well, it's flying by here. It's busy and there's lots of excitement. There's lots of new verbiage we have to remember to say. So stuff like that is keeping me busy, Peter. V3MF.
Yeah, true enough. True enough. Well, anyway, happy anniversary to you. And the Antares group, and we'll let you carry on. About 7-3 for now.
Yep, thank you very much. I much appreciate that. And I guess that's Bob coming back in with the LLE. Thanks, Peter. V3LLE, V3MF.
Yeah, just going to try and base it from my base station, Victor Echo 3, Lima Echo, long-legged elephant, Noshua. Just one more for your number, and a good afternoon from Oshawa, VE3, Lima Echo.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks a lot. And now that I got both your call signs in, you can't fool me going forward out there. You got a logging program, E3MF.
Yeah, I don't know whether Peter's other system, the other system from Peter's place is working. I can't find it on my Skype system, but anyway, carry on. Thanks for being there, V3LLE.
Yeah, thanks very much, Bob, V3LLE, V3MF. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, handles Bob in Cambridge, and I'm standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. This is the Ontario Amateur Radio Service Anniversary Net, 46th anniversary of the Ontario Amateur Radio Service, operating 365 days a year. The handle here is Bob, and I'm standing by for your Ontario's anniversary check-in.
And Victor Echo 3, India, Sierra X-ray.
Victor Echo 3, Sierra Kilo Lima.
Good afternoon, Barry, and I got V3SKL behind you there. V3ISX, V3MF.
All right, Bob. Well, good afternoon, and an official check-in from Hamilton. Really, appreciate all the effort that everybody is putting out today. You know, especially for a Monday, a lot of folks back to work, but then, of course, we're celebrating 46 years. Thanks, Bob, for all you do and, of course, what all the other controllers do to keep the legacy alive and well. Take care. I'm your relief at 1:30.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, this half hour can fly by, Barry. It's hard for me to keep up sometimes mentally, V3MF.
Take care. You're doing a great job.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks very much. V3SKL. And is that Tom, QSL?
Yeah. Good afternoon. All on net. Happy anniversary. Just a check-in.
Well, very good, Tom. Good to hear you. I have first time this year, so I'll say Happy New Year to you. You checked in with me a few times last year, so good to hear you. Be sure, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for being there and all you do.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, the handle Bob. I'm located in Cambridge, and I'm down to the last less than 5 minutes of my half hour. Time is flying by here, having fun. This is V3MF.
WB2KAO.
Again, I think that might have been, I just heard an O, and I'm thinking it was Tim's voice I heard. Is that WB2KAO?
Yeah, good afternoon, Bob. Pretty light signal from you. I think you're acknowledging me. Good afternoon, Bob. And just to check in for you, great to hear you. Great to hear you. Over.
Yeah, great to hear you. I have no trouble hearing you, Tim. You have a great signal over here. Great signal over here. So thanks so much, Tim. I much appreciate it. Sorry I didn't get in with you this morning. I was just too busy doing something else. My apologies. Be sure now.
Be copy, Tim. Thank you.
Roger, guys. All the best. And, I was pleasantly surprised to hear signals right at the top of the hour. I was very, very pleased about that. WB2KAO. Take care, Bob. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks for the relay that helped me there. Thanks a lot, Tim. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, Bob in Cambridge, standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. VE3, Charlie, Whiskey, Peter. Okay, VE3, I just want to make sure I didn't double with somebody coming in after you. VE3, Charlie, Whiskey, Peter, good afternoon. And how are you today, VE3MF?
Oh, not bad. I'm not bad at all. I thought I'd give you a beam for the spot. That's all over with. I'm here at the Alamo from London, and I'm in LaSalle.
I know where you are. Nobody can forget that, you know.
I suppose not. Uncle Joe started that, and I'm going to live with it.
Well, it's pretty nice to live with that, you know, especially when somebody gives it to you. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I have no complaints, and strange how people remember it, but it works, so we'll keep it that way.
Oh, things that rhyme sometimes work out really well. So thanks, Al. Much appreciate your check-in. Thanks for being there. B3MF.
You're welcome, sir.
This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, B3 Mexico, Florida, Bob in Cambridge, standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, B3 Mexico, Florida, Bob in Cambridge. This is the 46th anniversary of the Ontario Amateur Radio Service, and I am standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. Echo 3, Mike Fox, B3 Mexico, Florida, standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, Bob in Cambridge, coming up to the end of my hour with less than 2 minutes to go. This is D3MF, Bob in Cambridge, standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. Florida, Bob in Cambridge, standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. This is Victor Echo 3, Massey Ferguson, Bob in Cambridge, standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, standing by for your Antares anniversary check-in. And I'm about 10 seconds away from the end of my half hour. I want to thank everybody that checked in with me today on this special anniversary day. Thank you ever so much, and thank you, Antares, for allowing me to be part of this special day. I really appreciate it, and what better person to call in than the person I'm really thanking? Barry, B3ISX, B3MF.
All right, Bob. Anyway, we're ready to go. Have you got a count for me?
Yeah, 383. How do you like that?
I love it. I think that's just great. Okay, Bob, thank you. We're going to fold you on here, and we'll say 7-3 to you, and we'll talk to you during normal times. 7-3.
Yeah, very good. I had a thought about our anniversary and things like that, so I'll put an email together for you with my thoughts there. Be sure, man.
We'll appreciate it.